is my land, but it is not your land.
He's in Arizona, and so now Arizona has passed its own immigration law. You've heard about that. Everyone seems to have an opinion about it. Polls show most Americans support it. And Russell Pierce certainly supports it. He's the state senator who sponsored the bill, and he joins us from Arizona. Nick Gillespie is the editor-in-chief of Reason TV. He says Pierce's law is misguided. Misguided? Why?
Well, I think for at least three reasons. First, constitutionally, it is misguided. If there is one function of the federal government, it has something to do with defining citizenship and enforcing the border.
Well, the feds weren't doing anything.
No, that's actually not quite right. And even if it is, it doesn't mean that states get to change citizenship laws, which the Arizona law does. It actually makes certain types of crimes that aren't in federal law. It's a bad use of police resources. The ex police chief of Mesa, Arizona, the current police chief of Phoenix, the national the national group of major city police chiefs says this takes police away from doing the type of thing that actually stops local crime. And instead, when you turn them into immigration officers, people clam up. It's not a good use of police resources. And then the final...
All right, let's get to your final one in a moment and let your opponent respond. I mean, I also talked to the police organizations, and they said the same kind of thing, that the illegals aren't going to cooperate with you if they might get deported for talking to you.
It's such misinformation. The Arizona Police Association, the largest in the state of Arizona, endorsed this bill. The Phoenix Law Enforcement Association endorsed this bill. The Fraternal Order of Police endorsed this bill. 9 out of 15 sheriffs endorsed this bill. The Border Patrol endorsed this bill.
But wait a second. We talked to the Phoenix police chief. He says it takes officers...
That's right. Who's a political appointee for an open border anarchist mayor. You know, the police association, 2,700 officers.
You're saying that the mayor of Phoenix is an anarchist? What's your evidence for that?
Absolutely.
That they disagree with you?
No, because he's bad-mouthed everybody that wants to enforce the law. And, you know, enough is enough. Let's face facts. Again, the police, the boots on the ground, to use that term, have endorsed this bill overwhelmingly. While we debated the bill, and again, we didn't write new laws in.
Yes,
the states had never been preempted. No, hang on. The states have never been preempted from enforcing federal law. We're not regulating, we're enforcing. It's been the rule of law for 50 years, been the law of the land. But all of a sudden, somebody would like to think Arizona made illegal. Illegal was
actually
already
what you
illegal.
Did, what you
and
did
illegal
make...
is not a crime, not a race, it's a crime. 12 Phoenix police officers killed and maimed by illegal aliens. Apparently that's collateral damage to some of you folks.
No, actually what that is collateral damage is in the drug war. Everybody knows that all of the ransom kidnappings in Phoenix are directly related to drug cartels, which has to do with the drug laws. It does not have anything to do with whether you're an illegal immigrant, an illegal immigrant, or you've been in Arizona for 100 years.
Facts are a stubborn issue. Rob Krenz was murdered. Rob Krenz was murdered during the debate of 1070. But apparently that's okay. I mean, the cost
is
$2.7 billion educate, medicate, and incarcerate.
Example and say
no. Let's take out a whole bunch. I've got a list.
Let's bring in the politicians talking about this. We have many people saying Arizona has a problem. First, here's the governor.
We have been under siege. We cannot put up with it. We cannot tolerate it. And I will do everything in my power to make sure that the people of Arizona are safe and they feel secure and this illegal trespassing is stopped.
Arizona over the past decade has seen about a 20% decline in violent crime and about a 20% decline in property crime as well. In fact, even illegal crossings are down from their peak in 2000, from about 600 to about 240,000.
But just crime by
this is the problem. I'm sorry, can I finish? This is the basic problem, and fundamental problem with this law is that it does nothing to address a very basic mismatch between the demand for people coming into this country and the supply of
these. Too many points at once. Let's just talk crime for a moment. Russell, he says crime is down, and that's my understanding. We have a graph of crime in border states.
Violence isn't down in those areas where the illegal aliens are involved in crime.
Every study that compares a border city to a similar non-border city finds that the border cities are actually less violent. They're less crime-ridden. Places like El Paso.
That's not true. 20% coming across the border already have criminal history. 20%. What's coming across the border today is the drug trafficking, the human smugglers, the child molesters.
Then why is crime down?
This explains why in a decade where illegal immigration is up overall, we actually see declines in every type of crime that you just talked about.
No, that's not true.
Thank you, State Senator Russell Pierce, sponsor of the Arizona Immigration Bill, and Nick Gillespie of Reason Magazine.